You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
The heartland has spoken in Iowa, the Northeast, in New Hampshire, in the primary yesterday. Now the South gets in on the act.
Of all the states you want to win the one that if you win, you win, and that's South Carolina.
That's GOP presidential hopeful Rick Santorum in Greenville, South Carolina, earlier this week, emphasizing just how important the South Carolina contest is to him. South Carolina, where almost half of the voters surveyed in the most recent CNN Time poll say they might change their minds before the primary. It's also a state where, unlike in New Hampshire, only registered Republicans can vote in that primary, not independents like New Hampshire. The South Carolina primary is set for January 21st. It also takes place on a Saturday, which is interesting demographically. 10 days after South Carolina, though, it's an even bigger contest in the South that takes place in Florida. Joining us now, Chad Connolly, South Carolina GOP chairman. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, John. How are you doing this morning?
Great. And Phil Latzman joins us, our good friend, reporter for WLRN and the Miami Herald down in South Florida. Phil, good morning to you.
Hi, John. Hi, Chad.
So, how are you doing today?
Chad, let me begin. You must be a pretty happy guy this morning. The polls seem to show that self-described conservatives were skewing to Mitt Romney last night, despite the notion that the conservative in the race isn't Mitt Romney. If that trend holds in South Carolina, where Mitt Romney is leading, you're going to lock this up.
Well, look, I'm happy because every television network, every radio interview, every newspaper interview I do, everybody's talking about South Carolina. You know, I ran for this position, and my main job is promote our state and tell people about how great it is and really just remind them that we got a 30-year track record of nominating the correct eventual candidate for the Republican side. So it's a good tradition, and it's just an exciting time to be here, you know?
Chad Connolly, is that because of the geography in South Carolina that there's a real difference between the eastern coastal part of the state and the western part of the state?
You know, I tell you the truth, John, I don't know if it's dumb luck. We've had a 30-year track record. I really think it has the most to do with two things, though. One is we're small, relatively speaking, so anybody can come here and crisscross the state. They can get around the state effectively and get to know people and make connections. And so they're also it's a media market that's affordable and one that everybody can compete in. The second thing, and I think more importantly, you know, and Iowa's got their niche, no question about it. New Hampshire has their niche. But we bring in the first real good cross-section of the Republican Party nationwide. We've got a good base of the social conservatives. The fiscal conservatives are well represented here. And, of course, the military conservatives. So the three pillars of the Republican Party are very well represented in a good blend in South Carolina. And I tend to think that's got the most to do with the fact we've picked the right nominee for 30 years.
All right. You're gonna hammer on that right pick for 30 years thing, Chad Connolly, and you just go for it, boy. South Carolina GOP chairman is talking to us from Columbia, South Carolina. But let's get a little more into some of the criticism of the South Carolina primary in the sense that, for the reasons you cited, it actually is very narrowly conservative and doesn't represent as good a sort of poll of the broadest diversity that would be looking forward to the general election. South Carolina is the place where conservatives go to get their ticket stamped.
Well, you know, and it depends on whose perspective you got. You know, I tell my kids everything in life's perspective, and until you're willing to walk around the other side of the table and see the other guy's point of view, you don't have their perspective, but neither do they have yours. And so we do have a great track record, and from our point of view and looking at it, and looking at Barack Obama in particular, I'll talk to that. He's so offended the sensibilities of people, the maybe not anti-American, but at least anti-things that have made America work approach that he's given. You know, he ran as a centrist and he's governing as a leftist. And so we believe that our principles aren't conservative necessarily, but commonsensical and American and traditional. And they actually work in the real world. You know, socialistic tendencies where a European-type socialism, big government control thing, it just doesn't work. There are not any places in the world that it can be pointed to as, boy, let's be successful like Cuba or like North Korea. And wow, look at what it did for Russia to be socialistic.
Although, Chad, that's not exactly the message coming out of the White House, even though those code words do have a lot of traction down in South Carolina. Hold on there for just a second. Phil Latzman, if we look even farther south, beyond Columbia, South Carolina, to Florida. I mean, it seems to me that Florida moving its primary and being located right after these three hits from relatively narrow states, Iowa, New Hampshire, and of South Carolina, that Florida becomes even more important. And it's you can't campaign in Florida the way you do in those other three states.
No, you can't. And you mentioned before, you described a state filled with moderates, a cross-section of voters from north to south. That's Florida. I mean, that is what we have here January 31st. It is Florida, stupid, not to retrench that old statement. But and no offense to our friends in New Hampshire, Iowa, or South Carolina. But honestly, I think a lot of people down here see it as sort of a waste of time. I mean, of course, you have to have the primaries. You have to have the caucuses. But the big votes are here January 31st. It is where John McCain eventually won the Republican nomination 4 years ago, and it's where Mitt Romney probably is going to clinch the nomination here, too. And it takes a lot of money. Chad talked about South Carolina being a state that's kind of easy to cover because it's on the smaller side. Well, here, you need to open up your wallet. You've got to spend money on television commercials. We're already seeing Mitt Romney beginning to do that around the state, saturating the airwaves with TV commercials. It's a different ball game here, and we just got the latest Quinnipiac University poll, which we really trust, it shows the former Massachusetts governor getting 36% of Florida's likely Republicans. Newt Gingrich is second with 24%, Rick Santorum with 16%. This really is where the Republican nomination, I think, is going to be sewed up.
What are those numbers for Gingrich and Santorum?
Gingrich is at 24%. Santorum is at 16%. This is a
add those together. Add those together. It defeats Mitt Romney. There are more sort of conservatives skewing to the other candidates than there are to Mitt Romney. What's that going to mean?
I should also tell you this. You're right. I mean, the conservative vote, and a lot of that comes from North Florida, may not go towards Romney. But according to what we're seeing so far, he's not doing badly with the conservative voters here in Florida. We just got a new poll in this morning from Quinnipiac University that shows that Romney would get 46% of the Florida vote to Obama's 43%, to the president's 43%, if the election were held today. So I think the feeling here is from Florida Republicans, this guy, Mitt Romney, whether you like him or not, has the best chance to beat President Obama in November.
Florida delivers credibility for Mitt Romney as well as a lot of delegates. That's Phil Latzman, reporter for WLRN and the Miami Herald, talking to us from South Florida. Chad Connolly, South Carolina GOP chairman, what does it mean that your primary is on a Saturday? What does that do to the vote? Does it change it at all?
Well, we're expecting a turnout around 450,000, John. And I think the reason that's been typically done is it's kind of a working man's primary. We want everybody to be able to vote. They're off that day. It makes it a whole lot easier for folks to show up at the polling booths. And typically those places are already closed. It's on a different type of the time of the year for a primary, for a vote. So having it on a Saturday makes it convenient for our folks to go and vote.
Although, turnout has been relatively low. If we trend back to 2010 or if we trend back to even to 2008, and the GOP really has to reverse that trend and increase turnout as these primary contests go forward. What's going to make the difference there, Chad Connolly?
I think the difference that's going to come is the independents and the moderates, the Democrats who are fleeing from Mr. Obama and his policies that are so failed. I believe that everywhere I go, I hear from folks. You know, I had a cab driver not too long ago tell me he was a lifelong Democrat and Obama's policies have driven him away. A guy at the Starbucks the other day. You know, I'm an independent, but I'm voting Republican this time.
So it's Obama.
People are coming out of the Obama camp in droves.
Obama is going to increase the enthusiasm among the GOP, not necessarily the candidates themselves. Phil Latzman, we'll give you the last word. I got two words for you thinking about the Florida primary. Ron Paul.
Well, I mean, he's the X factor here. And I'll finish off with this, though. John, this is where the Republican convention is in Tampa coming up this summer. Mitt Romney really knows this state better than he did in 2008. I've been talking to a lot of his campaign managers through the counties in the state in the past few weeks. He was somewhat of an unknown quantity here 4 years ago. People know him now. He's got an office, a campaign headquarters office in Florida that's right across the street from the convention center in Tampa where they're going to have that Republican convention this summer. He's really well prepared to win this state, and I'd be very, very surprised if he does not.
Romney and the GOP looking that Tampa convention does better for the party than the Tampa Bay Bucks did this year in the NFL. Phil, thanks so much. Phil Latzman, reporter for WLRN and the Miami Herald, and Chad Connolly, South Carolina GOP chairman. You weigh in. Call us at 877-8MYTAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
And we definitely want to hear about what candidates you are supporting and who you're not.
My name is Beth. I'm calling from rural South Carolina. And I am liking John Huntsman, Governor Huntsman. I think he makes more sense. He sounds level-headed. And I'm wanting to hear more from him. So please keep following him.
He's not the only one that's getting some vocal supporters.
Haley, I'm from Detroit, Michigan. I was a firm supporter of Obama, but Ron Paul has honestly really captured my attention. Aside from his pro-life stance on abortion and some of the homophobic comments that were made in the newsletter that he had published, I really think he stands a really great chance for 2012.
Give us your candidate and your pitch for them at 877-8MYTAKE or at thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.